What I've seen here is an investment of nearly £1.5 million in fitting out this new facility, which basically makes it possible to do genetic tests, everything from checking whether people have got an individual aberration in their genetic makeup that means they might be getting cancer or something, through to seeing what's the genetic composition of a plant or an animal. It's really important what's going on here.
Speaking about what's really important, we've seen a British firm has set up a site in Britain rather than exporting its scientific expertise. There's a real message there, isn't there?
Yes, but of course LGC is becoming an international business, and although their headquarters are in Britain, they recognise that all these type of high-tech activities are global. So they've also got an operation in Berlin, they've got an operation outside Boston, and that's good. We should have a presence around the world. But Britain is the country where, above all this genetic science was first created. It's where DNA was first identified. And it is going to be crucial for the medical advances of the 21st century. Once people can work out which bit of our genes is linked to a particular medical condition, it makes it easier to tackle the problem. So it really, I think, is going to, ultimately, what happens here is good for the quality of life of the human race.
And we also saw an example of young people in science. We stumbled across some apprentices. You had a moment to chat with them. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, because there are lots of ways into science like this, and obviously one route is through university, doing science at university. Another route is to do an apprenticeship and become a technician, a lab technician. And we've got here Ricky Martin, who was with Alan Sugar on The Apprentice. He's here, been helping them recruit and get involved with apprenticeships. And that's a very useful route for people to take. So having graduates working alongside apprentices, again, I think that's the future.